The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 40. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." My dear friends in Christ, it was 20 years ago, and many of you can probably remember Hurricane Katrina and all of the devastation that it caused the city of New Orleans back in 2005. Hurricanes are storms that don't really concern us here in Michigan, although I hope we are concerned about those who suffer loss because of tropical storms or flooding or fires or earthquakes or other natural disasters. Here we're concerned a little bit more about tornadoes and other severe weather. But now, 43 years ago, when I was still in Mobile, we were really concerned about Hurricane Andrew. That was a major storm that hit South Florida really hard. If Hurricane Andrew had struck Mobile, I wonder how prepared I would have been. At the beginning of every hurricane season, some people in hurricane-prone areas stock up on canned goods and water and batteries to be ready just in case. When a storm approached or entered the Gulf of Mexico, many Mobileans would make their initial preparations just in case. I'd fill our car's gas tanks full, and I'd fill up our propane tank for our gas grill in case we'd need that to prepare food. When Hurricane Andrew was approaching the Gulf, while standing in line to fill up my propane tank, I remember a man saying, "I'm getting my tank filled now, so I don't have to stand in line forever tomorrow in case the storm heads this way." It's important to be prepared, but for storms like Andrew or Katrina, it's really impossible to be completely prepared so you don't experience any damage from the storm, especially if it would happen to be a direct hit. Our reading for today, it refers to a direct hit we all will experience when our Lord returns on the last day. No one will escape that direct hit, but we can be completely prepared for that direct hit because of Christ. No one can be completely prepared for a tornado or hurricane, but ask yourself, are you prepared for the Lord's arrival? To answer that question in our reading for today, Jesus wants us to consider two more questions that we're not going to think about today. We'll look at them in the next 2 days. But those questions, do you know where your treasure is? And do you live in a state of watchfulness? Important questions for us to consider. Today, we're going to just look at the very beginning of our reading. Chapter 12 of Luke's Gospel is filled with our Lord's solemn warnings to his disciples and also to us. He warns us against hypocrisy and about trying to hide our faith to avoid persecution. And in the parable of the rich fool, well, Jesus warns us against setting our hearts on worldly treasures and pleasures. He also warns us about being worried about our earthly needs. You know, it's appropriate for us to be concerned about our earthly needs, but Jesus' warning is about being concerned and not trusting in God to take care of us. That concern without trusting is the worrying that Jesus is warning against here. In our reading, though, Jesus, he continues his warnings, and he also gives us a fresh encouragement. He says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." Jesus calls his disciples and all believers, including us, a little flock. At any given time, the number of believers in our world is never more than a little flock. And the fact that the unbelieving world out there is so great, that could make a person a little bit afraid. But actually, if we're just part of a little flock and the number of unbelievers out there is a large flock, it means that we're always going to have work to do in witnessing about our Savior. There will always be souls that need to hear about Jesus, and that's something that can be an encouraging thing for us. But even though we're a little flock, isn't it great to know that we don't have to be afraid? We belong to the flock of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who redeemed us with his blood shed for us on the cross. Not because of anything that we've done, but because of what Jesus has done. That's why God the Father was pleased, as our reading says, to give us the kingdom, to give us and all believers the kingdom that is heaven. So are you prepared for the Lord's coming, his arrival? When we remember that we're part of Jesus' little flock, and then he takes care of us, then we are prepared for the Lord's arrival. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Judgment Day sounds like such a scary day, but help us to see that because of Jesus, we don't have to be afraid. He makes us prepared. We pray in his name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.